This is Uncorked with David Wilson.
10 years ago, a hit movie caused us to rethink our fermented drink. Will we ever be able to free ourselves from the influence of fictitious characters? The importance of making up our own minds after this.
If you'd like to hear more no-nonsense talk about wine and all the fun that goes with it, check out winetalkshow.com. At winetalkshow.com, you'll find a massive library of content for fun-loving, unpretentious people who aren't afraid to step outside the lines and challenge conventional wisdom. We'll take you places you've never been before. That's a promise. Expand your wine horizons in unimaginable ways at winetalkshow.com.
For 10 years now, millions of wine drinkers have been quaffing an extraordinary amount of Pinot Noir and turning up their noses to many a magnificent Merlot because an imaginary wine snob named Miles made his feelings known about both wines on a silver screen. Well, that silver screen quickly turned Pinot to liquid gold and caused Merlot sales and prices to fall like a lead balloon. Today, marketing students are taught the sideways effect, a phenomenon named after director Alex Payne's adaptation of author Rex Pickett's book, Sideways. Pickett has since written two Sideways sequels. However, despite the original's monster success, he's not been able to convince Payne or anyone else to put the stories on the big screen. I once interviewed Pickett and quickly realized that his novel was laced with many of his own personal experiences, meaning Pickett, not Miles, was really the catalyst for a pretty extraordinary shift in wine taste. As for me, I've never abandoned Merlot, nor fully embraced Pinot. In reality, Pickett deserves a big thank you from those of us who saw a huge increase in quality from Merlot makers who staunchly believed that wine drinkers would eventually come to their senses. This is David Wilson, Uncorked.